3, 2, 1, go. From the Girly Show to TGS, Mickey Rourke induced distress, eating ham in a wedding dress. It's a 30 Rock wrap-up, wrap-up. Aware mitzvah and cookie jars. Jackie Jormchomp is a star. ICU 81, am I? On our cars, it's a 30 Rock wrap-up, wrap-up. Kiss me, daddy, with your elk tongue. He's a daddy, a bear, and then some. Got me and James all sprung. It's a 30 Rock wrap-up, wrap-up. White boys vomit in my day foyer. Banks and Jack and super gay. Just like the Greeks is what I'll say. It's a 30 Rock wrap-up, wrap-up. Working on my night cheese, I'm super cozy. Jenna, that's a cookie, not a trophy. Oh my God, you love me too, Bon Jovi? It's a 30 Rock wrap-up, wrap-up. Kenneth, life is eternal. Where those bird bones? Internal. Cooking where? The G-Train Normal. Reading random quotes from the Bible. Rur-ger, no one knows the title. Now gangway for foot cycle. Gangway for foot cycle. Colleen's a bitch, boss, and a lesbian. Coffin for coffin, like we're in Berlin. It's the final blurg, so let's dive in. All right, that's my contribution.
I think it's go over. For it. I think that's the end of the episode. You did all the good lines, all the right quotes.
Bitch, I had the time today. No, it isn't my full Taylor Swift All Too Well version. That will be available on our Patreon, maybe. Phil potentially is into it.
Yeah, Phil said he's going to put it to music, and we can share it on our Patreon.
Wrap up.
Mm-hmm. He's got an extended version, Taylor's version.
10 minutes
Nine
long.
9 minutes.
Yeah. To sum up, this single is dropping. Is dropping maybe on Patreon soon.
I don't think ham was in there.
No. I was supposed to emphasize the ham from the first line. Damn it. You live and you learn. Because it was eating ham in a wedding dress was how I was supposed to do it. But I just said eating ham in a wedding dress. From
what
the
you
top.
Did was amazing.
Let's go again. I practiced this almost 3 times because I was like, I got to get my flow right. And then I ran
Your
out of breath.
Right.
Really right.
Am I just like a rapstress? What I'm not is 30 Rock because,
am
God,
I the drama?
What a. Absolutely. What'd you think of the series? Well, let's think about where we were when we first started this. COVID had started, right? And we were doing this on Zoom because we already had takes like a couple, like maybe a month or two in the can before. That brought us home, and we were all just in our respective homes quarantining, and we're like, hey, what show do we enjoy? 30 Rock. And we decided to just, like, talk about it. And it got progressively more unhinged as the years went by.
It got better and better.
No, it got better and better, but unhinged is better. As we saw with 30 Rock, it started as just like, hey, she's a woman writer trying to have it all in New York. And by the end, it was like, Kenneth's immortal. It was perfect. It was a lovely progression.
So which phrase do you think you say the most from the show?
I don't know, because like every time that you love a phrase, I just immediately love that phrase. So like I remember Gangway for Foot Cycle and the G-Train Normal were two of your shining star moments. But I think it's got to be ham or rude. I just, spoiler alert, my favorite episodes are the Queens of Jordan episodes. They're amazing. But ham and rude, really, it's just the simplicity of it hits.
I am the mental Liz. I say a lot.
You do say that a lot.
Like, not just in this room. Like, in my real life, yeah. Whenever anyone, I guess something right, I'm like, I am the mental Liz. Lesbian sour fruit. I say it all the time.
Oh, high-fiving a million angels. I will
oh
say that.
Oh, my God. I do that in my fucking stretch at the end of class.
High-fiving a million angels. Yeah.
What was the other one? I wrote it down. I always choose a great one. It's a Liz Lemon party and a Liz Lemon. It's mandatory.
Mandatory, yeah.
Ain't no party like a Liz Lemon party because a Liz Lemon party is a mandatory. Oh, who took my mac and cheese? I like that one.
I do like Big Beef and Cheddar.
Oh, Johnny, you know I love
Big Beef. Oh, Johnny,
my
Big Beef and Cheddar.
Yes, I do love
I mean,
that
honestly, one. You get to start quoting and immediately it's just like every single line in the show is amazing.
Yes, but I'm just, you know, we say ham constantly.
Ham, it is. Yeah. Even someone whose name rhymes with ham, thank you, Pam, in our Patreon list, will just constantly be like, Pam. Okay, wait. So who's your favorite character? All time, whole series.
I am Liz
Main
Lemon.
Character. Okay, bet. You really are Liz Lemon. It's crazy.
I think Jack has more funny lines. I like everyone except Jenna.
Interesting, because.
And Paul. I don't like Paul.
You don't like anyone associated with Jenna.
I don't really. Nope. I don't like Vera. I don't like her mom.
Vera? Verna?
Sorry.
First of all, Jan Hooks is rolling over. Oh. No, she is.
rolling over.
Roll over. Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.
Emma, what about yours?
My what?
Favorite character.
It's like probably Tracy.
A. That one hits.
I feel like he's always got the lines that make me laugh out loud.
You stupid bitch.
We're not best friends. We're just good friends.
Live every week like it's Shark Week. And then in the same season, sharking. Yes.
I know Evan quoted this one to us the other day, but I love the, like, I lost my mood ring and I don't know how to feel about that.
And one time at summer camp, I kissed a girl for a dare, but then she drowned.
That's Liz, right? Yeah. Anything sad is super Liz.
Hey, nerds, who's got two thumbs, speaks limited French, and hasn't cried once today.
Hey. When she was about to become an executive. Yeah. She's business drunk, so it's still legal to drive.
I really don't think it's fair to be on a jury because I'm a hologram.
It's like that may have worked in Chicago, bitch, but you're in New York now.
Like I
I'm going to give him a bath and then sing like a baby.
That really is. That guy wanted to buy you a drink. I already have a drink. Do you think he'll buy me mozzarella sticks?
And the fact that they bought a Russian or like a prostitute from Martha Stewart just to make sure she had a good time. Ah, goddamn.
Oh, I'm Lizzie.
I'm Lizzie. Oh my God, when they take Tracy to space. Oh, goddamn.
Sorry, Jack, I have to take this. Please speak to pizza.
The fake phone call to buy yourself time. Classic Donaghy.
That's a really good episode.
That's amazing. Yeah, it's one of the absolute best.
And you get to see her ears. You think people are listening or like, yeah, that is funny.
Anyway, actor announcement. My favorite is Jenna.
Hold on. Your favorite line is, I'm a bear, I'm a daddy, I'm a daddy bear.
It's true. That is my favorite. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, why are you wearing a tuxedo?
It's after six. I'm out with a farmer.
You say that one all the time. The show's really invaded our lives.
It really has, yeah. Well, and it's so niche, except for the gentle viewers who are listening, and maybe a million other people on this earth. You can just bring it up in casual conversation. People are like, oh my God, you're so funny. And I'm like, thank you. I am. It's not Tina Fey at all.
Here's a Jenna line that's funny. You look like the flashcard. They told me that sadness. It means sadness.
And Oliver Rose and Oliver Mickey Rourke's, and then also the Sheik and the Saudi shit that she did as well.
Stop eating people's old french fries, pigeon. Have some self-respect. Don't you know you can fly?
When they're outside the Hillary Clinton office in Harlem. God damn. Is there a 30 Rock quiz? Because I would like to take one. I think I'd crush it.
I don't know. Look for it.
I had that thought and I was going to look one up and I was like, then I can't compete. So I stopped.
No, you could have and won, but I guess not.
No, I needed to maintain my amateur status, otherwise known as amateur.
The ultimate 30 Rock quiz.
Let's fucking go.
30 Rock is short for what?
30 Rockefeller Plaza.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have to bring in or whatever.
Talk about.
Because I can't just sit here and read these questions while you.
Okay, so we won't count that one.
What do we think it is? Rocky Balboa?
30 yes. Rockefeller Plaza. I don't. Are there choices? We shouldn't have choices.
We should just bring them. We shouldn't need them.
We shouldn't need them.
You don't get them.
It's for amateurs. All right. Well,
what two guys do their best to keep Tracy Jordan out of trouble?
Nick.
Nick?
Grizzin.com.
Is this even going to be hard?
It doesn't seem like it. Whom does Devin marry to secure his spot as an executive? Nick.
Kathy Geis.
Yep.
Oh, I was thinking about the guy he has the gabies with.
Oh my God, that's super cute too. But it's just like when they're picking out flowers, it's like, oh my God, do you work out? I've got this place on Fire Island. Should we see it?
What was the original name of Liz Lemon's show before Jack added to
it? Nick.
The Girly Show.
Did you say Jenna?
Jenna.
She said it first.
I see myself in you.
Before Jack Donaghy fulfills his dream of becoming the head of NBC, what is his official title?
Julie.
Yes, Julie.
Vice President of Television and Microwave Technology. Microwave Programming. Vice President of Television.
Yes.
And Microwave.
Vice President of East Coast Television and Microwave Oven Programming.
I could have gotten the steal.
Would you?
No. What's the score?
I don't.
2-1.
Okay. Is it?
Yes.
I've got two.
No.
What?
Julie's got two.
I got Kathy Geis and I also got...
Oh, Grayson.com. So it's 2-2.
All right.
I just knew my two.
Cheater.
I just knew what mine were. I just assumed you were less.
Who is Liz's on-again, off-again love interest?
Nick!
No, which one?
Nick.
Dennis Duffy.
That's correct. Or Dennis Rodman. Who knows until I answer the question.
Or Floyd.
Or John Hamm. No, they're not on again, off again with Floyd. He breaks up with her, period, and then she gets him drunk on Jack Daniel's salmon.
Oh, he's got an IKEA. Well, he wants an IKEA. He's basically Michael Clayton of Cleveland.
What strange item does Jack collect in secret?
Nick! Julie.
Nick.
Cookie jars. It's in my wrap-up. Wrap-up.
Wow, upside down. I think it
says... Who is the spokesperson for Tracy Jordan's meat machine once Tracy steps away from the product? Yes, Nick.
Whoopi Goldberg.
You are correct.
Is this just from seasons one and two?
I don't know. What does Tracy call his combination porn / video game?
Nick. Gorgasm.
Semi or colon.
I give him points for Gorgasm.
Gorgasm. Something Dong Slayer.
The Legend of Dong Slayer.
I was just like, Dix, this is your avenue. I'm a daddy bear. Make it happen, Elk Tongue.
Jenna gains weight while she's on.
Me want food.
When it's time to return to TGS, why does she want to keep the weight?
Because she got real popular.
She wants to stay popular. We want food.
You know, statistically, humans want food, but they don't need it.
The forever Republican Jack dates a progressive liberal congresswoman named Celeste C.C. Cunningham. What state does C.C. represent?
Nick. Okay, no.
I was still talking.
No. You were saying everything in relation to her, and I was waiting for the time.
The Gorgasm moment.
Oh, Connecticut is incorrect.
Vermont.
Correct.
I was still talking.
I was about to be like, man, I fucking knew that because CC starts with C and so does Connecticut. You were wrong. And I was like, Vermont, born in the game.
You know, we were here. We didn't need the replay.
But the listeners were not. Okay. Let me explain how my... Okay. Some people want to know how a genius's brain works.
Who played the fun-loving but crooked Eddie Donaghy, Jack Donaghy's brother?
Nathan Julie. Lane. I was still longing.
You know, this phone wrap has made you mean.
I think it's the lack of hat. I can fold. I usually kept my and shirt
and pants.
No, I'm quite exposed, actually.
Keep my shoulder out so much.
I'm on vacation. I like to be restrained.
After college, Jack gained valuable insight from interning with what senator?
I don't know.
Nick. Bobby Brown, Princeton, voice recognition, Harriet Tubman.
Nope.
I don't know.
Should I read the potential?
Sure.
Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, Ted Kennedy, or Sherrod Nick. Brown?
Ted Kennedy. I was still talking.
What is the name of Jack's nemesis at NBC?
Nick. Devin Banks.
That is correct.
Party.
What are the two things that Kenneth the Page loves?
Television and everything.
Nice. That was well done.
Might be worth a few more points than grizzin.com.
I think everything's equal here.
Well, nobody's keeping scores.
Who plays Bev, the caseworker?
Nick.
Yes.
Megan Mullally.
Yes.
Okay, so we're up to season four. Or three. No, three. Do-overs three. It's three. It's three, guys.
Bonus points.
My brain doesn't work that way.
Dong Slayer.
What off-brand Mexican Cheetos?
Nick.
Oh.
Sobordi Soledad.
I would have said that wrong. I would have said, like, Soledad O'Brien.
The bull semen is what gives her hair that rich
taste
fullness.
Is loneliness. Who plays Colleen Donaghy? Jack.
Nick!
Julie.
Plain stretch.
Pardon.
And I know that those are my mother's vagina.
Jenna's in a movie whose name no one understands. Nick.
Roger. Urban Fervor.
Like Constance
the
Justice.
Plural letters.
The Roger. The Roger. Oh, remember when she played Barbara Streisand, who was originally supposed to be Jenna, Rachel Dratch?
Bleep, 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 bleep. Yadwiga.
You want to be the star of the show, times.
Happy Valentine's. I do say that.
You do?
The cat wrangler one was funny. The C word. Yes. You're a big runt. Have you seen her? She's just a runt. Oh my God. Wiener slave? Sorry. I keep it running. So many funny things.
What crazy cousin of Kenneth's loves Tracy so much that he tries to hold Tracy captive?
Nick.
Julie.
He played by Sean Hayes. Kenneth's cousin. Billy Bob. Damn it. What is it?
I was going to say Ellen.
Kenneth's his middle
name. I know. Or Sean Hayes.
Options are Pete, Hank, Jesse, or Luke.
Jesse.
Nick. Jesse.
Jesse is correct.
I mean, who abided by the rules?
Who said there were any? I'm not even awake.
First of all, I think we're tied.
What magazine interviews Jenna when she inadvertently badmouths? Yes.
Time out.
Nope.
Page six.
Nope. Inadvertently badmouths the troops.
Choices.
Maxim, GQ, Vogue, or Playboy?
Nick, Maxim.
Yep.
Negative one.
Who hosts Kenneth's wild game show idea, Gold Case?
Nick.
Julie.
It's John McEnroe.
Damn it. Yeah, well done.
I was in homonyms. Yeah. I couldn't get that guy out of my head. I'm like, no, not homonyms.
Stare or stare? Oh, I'm sorry. It's stare.
The other one. Damn it.
It's always the other one.
The Iranian one.
Who does Liz Lemon mistake for a 12-year-old girl?
12-year-old girl? I was thinking Peter Dinklage. Dinklage. 12-year-old boy.
Who does Liz Lemon mistake for a 12-year-old girl for a flight from Chicago
Nick.
To NYC?
Okay! We are not even playing the game appropriately.
What fake award does Liz give Tracy to make him feel good and pump up his ego?
The Southeast Asian Emmy Award.
Not quite. A Pacific Rim Emmy.
A Pacific Rim! because that was when, like, Rihanna was in Pacific Rim, and I was like, you want to get Pacific Rimmed?
After dating for less than a year, to what city does Liz Lemon's boyfriend from Boy?
Nick, Cleveland.
Who is in charge of a cabal of influential Black Americans called the Black Crusaders? Yes.
That did not age well.
I could circle this dream because of a hologram.
I put the pills in the people. The people did not want the pills in them.
What rare bone disease?
Avian bone syndrome.
Britons.
It's like Phoebe. Joy, I got you.
Like stomping on my heart right there. And then you got Avian bones when you know that's my favorite.
I'm sorry, but it was just because I said my name and you said it later, but you were still about to say it. And I was like, I just need to say it.
What is the name of the last prince of Austria who is totally in love with Jenna?
Frederick von Hildebrand von Bingham.
Nope.
He's played by Pee Wee Herman. Mm-hmm. He had little hands.
Yeah. He died at 25.
She kissed him and his eyebrow fell off. I don't know. Eric.
We got a boogie gang.
Choices are Prince Charles, Prince Hobart, Prince Gerhard.
Prince Gerhard! Prince Gerhard Habsburg.
Oh, Jenna. Twirl!
Charleston. Interpretive! Twirl! Twirl! Twirl!
What actress plays Jack's ex-wife,
Nick.
Bianca?
Is there a Lotus Lady?
What are we even doing here?
I don't know. Just answering questions.
Fine, we'll just answer. Whoever answers first. But.
Of what outdated product does Dennis claim to be king?
Beeper King. Pagers!
Beeper King.
What did you say?
Pagers! It's too much pressure. I need the Nick. I need to ring in. It doesn't feel natural.
From what college did Topher graduate?
Nick.
Harvard. I don't agree to your rules.
Liz thinks it's her lucky day when flowers arrive at her desk. Who should have received them instead?
Liz Lemoir.
From which department?
Floyd.
HR.
No, accounting.
Yep.
Damn it. You just keep saying words and eventually you'll strike gold.
What government agency does Jack work for once Devin takes over NBC?
Homeland Security.
That is correct.
I still need to say the name. Sorry. I abide by the rules. They gave us caps. Cooter Burger, what am I, a cartoon dog? I'm here for my freedom search and my patriotic search. I was during the Sabuena Soledad where they kept meeting each other's voicemails. Oh, my God.
So cute.
It's like you watched the show.
I know. Is that crazy?
Who plays Jack's work partner, Cooter, at the government agency?
Matthew Broderick.
That's correct.
You got the last 12.
I didn't.
During NBC's Green Week, David Schwimmer plays a mascot.
Green Zone.
It was, in fact, Green Zone, not Nick. I'm so sorry.
Winner.
Who lives with Liz while he is working on his marriage?
Oh, Pete.
Yeah. I need to. Can we start ringing
in? Oh. Go ahead.
The actor who plays Pete, Scott Adsit, is the tallest member of the regular cast at 6'2.
And he was in Big Hero 6.
He was also in Friends.
Can't all be winners.
He was also in SVU.
In what state does Jack's mom, Colleen, live?
Nick, Florida. I got to do it. I can't stop.
I'm not yelling at you.
No, I'm just saying you should also do it.
I don't want to.
All right. Fair.
When the writers play Mary Boff Kill, who is always chosen to die?
Lutz. Nick, Lutz.
When they're playing with the women in the office.
Jenna.
That is correct.
Obviously.
Actor announcement. Jenna is one of the greatest characters of all time. I know no one asked, but she is my personal favorite character.
Oh, you started telling us. That's how we got on the character. We decided to do something
else. Just take a brief pause because I need to say it. You see so often the stupidity trope of characters progressively getting dumber as they go on in a series. You've got Joey Tribbiani. You've got Andy Dwyer. You've got that Cindy from the Brady Bunch. But Jenna not only got dumber, she got more psychopathic. She got more sexual. And she got more...
Psychosexual.
Sensuality.
She got more sensual, her sexuality... she got more self-involved, and it was honestly amazing to watch. She's a supreme songstress. Balls, balls, balls. My muffin top is all that rural juror. She probably sang another one, too. Not sure. But
she didn't sing, werewolf by
mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men. Men becoming wolves. That is the best one. You're right. Anyway, she's a delight. She has no humanity. She uses suicide as both a way to win arguments and also constructive criticism. She's an icon. She's the moment. And she deserves her due. Right back.
After Liz overhears someone calling her the C word, she goes on a rampage. Who does she overhear?
Nick Lutz.
That is correct.
Nick Lutz. Unknown character.
Liz comments that Jack goes to Sparrow when he's stressed, Christie's when he's depressed, and where
New York Stock Christie's? Exchange.
That is correct. Finish quiz. You got 39 out of 40.
The fuck yes we did.
We fucking killed that shit.
Fucking go.
Go.
All right, let's get through the rewatchable questions. What aged the best?
Me.
Still funny. Still relevant.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
What aged the worst? The racism and the homophobia.
And the blackface. Well, yeah.
It goes into racism. Who gets the overacting award?
Jenna.
Okay, but it's like intentional overacting and it's amazing. Yes. Oh my God. I do have slight British inflection in my voice because I lost my virginity to the My Fair Lady soundtrack. Oh my God.
The question is, could this be remade as a 10-episode Netflix series? The question is, would we want a reboot of it?
No. I can't imagine anyone else playing this as well.
I mean, what if they them coming back 10 years later?
Oh, I could see that. Yeah, 100%. It's been about 10 years. Let's fucking go.
I'm just trying to think of any of those that have been satisfying.
I know. They
the
haven't
Gilmore
been.
Girls was so bad.
So bad. I didn't watch Parks and Rec. Did they do a thing or they just did, like,
they did the finale
on Zoom?
Oh, that's right. Pandemic. Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm going to go with no. Let's leave it where it is.
It's super rewatchable as is.
Yes. Was this everybody's apex mountain, like the peak of their career? Tina Fey, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, she won so many fucking awards for that. Alec Baldwin, I mean, he won the most awards for this. And what has he done since? Shoot people.
And play Trump.
He was good at Trump.
Yeah, he was good at that. But I feel like this was the pinnacle.
This was really good.
This was the most recent. Well, I feel like it was a great rebranding because Alec Baldwin had been very famous in the 80s. And it was just like, where are we going from here? Huge. Massive. Jenna Maroney, yes. I mean, she did.
I mean, did she have a high point to her career?
She did amazing. I will never forget you, Rural Jarrah.
You did a great job at that. So one of the questions is, would it be better if Danny Trejo, Steve Buscemi, or Michael K. Williams were in it? And Steve Buscemi
was already in it. And it was amazing because of it. And it was just like, okay, we had a gay character. Where was our transgender character? Who would have thought? Steve Buscemi.
Okay, those are all our rewatchable questions. But who was your favorite boyfriend of Liz's?
Okay, so here's the thing. I am a basic-ass bitch. In Buffy, I loved Riley. Very few people like Riley.
Yeah, such an interesting choice.
I did like Floyd a lot. I'm sorry. I know.
It's kind of stuffier John Hamm for me. John Hamm's funnier.
It's Chris.
It's Carol. Well,
it's Chris.
It's Chris.
It is Chris.
It's Chris. Carol's my runner-up, though.
But
Carol is fun. I do like how awkward they are, and both of them. I want adult love. Right? What does he say? Something. Oh my god! And the Ghouls that James made you watch, the Guardians of Ghouls.
Chris is forgettable in some way, though. Mm-hmm. He's so sweet. Like my favorite lines of his are ugh, when she's talking about like finding Jeffrey Dahmer attractive. And he's like, ugh. And then the cheekbones, and he like pulls his up. Like, he's just great.
I mean, the funniest is Dennis Duffy. The most iconic is Dennis Duffy.
Or John Hamm with the two claw hands with the hooks.
He was amazing, but Dennis Duffy was an institution. John Hamm was there for like, I mean, when all of them came back, though.
You're a cheater. This game's a fart.
Yes. I was like, what did he throw the racket saying?
When all of them showed up, when she was on whatever, yes, anesthesia. The, yeah.
When
that
she
was
meets
amazing.
Future husband.
Yeah. That was amazing. With Dennis Duffy, Floyd, and John Hamm were all
yeah,
there.
We know what you're talking about. We watched the show.
It's also, she saw John Bon Jovi later.
Yes,
it was
made
a
out with the tree. Yeah. She's like, let me know.
It was the first episode with Avery.
Great.
Factoids. So final answer, yours is, it's got to be Dennis Duffy for you.
No, it's Chris. Chris is the best boyfriend.
Okay, but like the funniest. Who's the funniest boyfriend?
John Hamm.
Wow, you've changed. I liked Floyd the most.
Ew! You did not. You're just saying that to be annoying.
I don't know. I think it's because it's been so long since I've watched The Floyd Experience that I'm just like, oh. He was well-adjusted. How fun. Who's your favorite side character, like recurring character? For me, it's Devin Banks.
It's an ensemble.
No, like recurring character. For me, it's Devin Banks.
I understand now. Elaine Stritch.
Yeah.
Because those episodes are the best with Colleen.
It's so true.
They are so good. The Christmas with when she ruins Liz's family for shits and giggles. I mean.
For fucking sport.
Yes. She's great. Yeah, it's a great show.
I just love how often Devin brought Jack into the gay realm, the Husky Boys gay realm. That Jack and also Jack being like, oh my God, teenage girl, especially with Kaylee, are my favorite Jacks. I will jack off to all of those Jacks.
And when he goes to play football and Will Arnett is like tackling the other guy and like humping him.
Yeah, she's like, oh my God, it's just like the Greeks. I'm going to make your heart explode. He's asking the little girl, describe to me what you're eating.
When Devin Banks is in the short room with Kenneth, that is so uncomfortable.
I tried to get a shorter one, but I couldn't. It's the shortest one they made.
Well, so what are we giving it overall gemstones-wise?
100 gemstones.
Thing? 99.
Yeah, it is the most rewatchable show, I think. 100 yeah. gemstones.
What's your favorite season?
I don't think that way.
Okay, bet. Mine's season 2. That's when I started watching it. And I initially started watching that on Hulu, early stages of Hulu. And then I remember we shared a Netflix account and you checked in on me once because I had watched so much 30 Rock. You were like, you're doing okay? And I was like, I am not. But always been a source of comfort, always super fucking funny, enjoyable, rewatchable, delightful. 30 Rock. I will never forget you, Julian Emma. I'll always be glad I met you, Julian Emma. This was... our podcast blurg.
Aww.
come visit us on takes all over the place until I finally convince them to do a New Girl rewatch. But good job, everybody.